Shalmi Shviyas Avdalit. So the Mishnah, yesterday we discussed the Mishnah about what's thin of a Sadeh Shel Ilanos, a Sadeh Ilan has to be where you have to have enough to be able to produce a Sadeh. The Lashon of the Mishnah was Nisri Talki, that you have to be able to have produce enough to be considered has to be where it produces that amount, the figs that size, that amount, in order to be able to determine whether it's considered a Sadeh Ilan or not. So the Gemara says, what about the other minim? Echad Ilan Sorak, whether it's a case of a tree doesn't give off any fruit. Ilan Sorak is a tree that doesn't give any fruit. It's only grown, you only plant it just for the wood, to use for the wood, for lumber. So again, the same idea, you wait for the trees to get stronger and bigger, and you can't take care of those trees in the time of Shvius either. Otherwise, you can look at it like it's itself. So Gemara says, Echad Ilan or Ilan Mach, a fruit tree, any other type of fruit tree. We look at it as if they're considered Tainim. If it would be capable of carrying a weight of Tvelash or Shishamana Italke, you can go and plow the entire Beisah on account of those trees. If it's less than that amount in Choshen land, you only can plant for them, only for them, and not anything more than they would need. In other words, if they even if it's other minim, you have to figure out an evaluation if it's the type of tree that would be able to, if it would be the size of fig tree of that size, would be able to go ahead and produce then what the Mishnah says, the last Mishnah says, that size of a amount that would have to be produced would be, and you could go ahead and plow the Beisah. So if the other trees would be that size as well, then you're going to go ahead and do plow the entire base. So otherwise, all you can do, as the Mishnah said before, only plow for around enough for the person to pick the fruit and for his basket. That's only a matter of part you can plow, the rest you can't do. And of course, you have to show us even anything at all you can't do, because even around the tree itself is not for the tree anymore, for the benefit of the tree, but it's a benefit for next year, and that's for Shvius, that would be considered Aser. As long as it would be that, so that's how we value the other ones as well, to be able to go to equal Ilut to Einim, the Gemara, and explain how do you figure out the value of a Einim on the other Minim if they don't give off the size trees, if they're not of a fig tree, how do you figure this out? The Gemara is going to discuss this in a moment. So the Gemara continues. Hoya Echad Osa Kikat Vela. Gemara says, if one tree produces a 60 mana of Tvela, Kikat Vela, Shnai Meos, and two of them do not, or Shnai Meos, and two of them do, Ein Echados, and one of them does not, a Choshen Lekotzok, you only have to plant for them for their need, until there's three that give you the amount, the amount that we said in the Mishnah before, the amount of a Isatalke of Italian mana, Italki mana, to be able to, Shishan mana, to be able to do that. In other words, it has to be, to be considered a Sadeh Ilan, has to be three trees set aside, either as we said, either in a row or in a triangle form, and each of the trees have to be enough to give off that amount. If it doesn't give off that amount, only one does or two of them do, it's not considered Sadeh Ilan. You only can plow around the thing itself and not on the full base saw. Meshosha Tisha, what about if you have between three and nine trees? So if you have to be 10 trees or more than that, Beinos and Beinshenos, whether they produce, they don't produce a Choshen Kol Beisah. You can do a whole entire Beisah, whether they produce or not. If you have more trees, more than 10 or more trees, then again, if you have up to three has to be, so that you want each of the three have to be produce that amount. If you have between three and after three, between four and 10, each one also have to produce a 16 money. You also have to do that as well. Same idea, have to produce the same amount. And if it's it would be the same amount. And if it's between 10 and more, then even if they don't produce that shear, the trees themselves are smaller, you don't have to have that. You still can do the entire field, Koshen Beisah. It's enough, though, it's enough trees to be planted to be able to be scourged the entire Beisah. Until the matter Shvius, until Shvius, you're able to go ahead and plant the entire, you don't have to worry about only the small amount, the area around it. but you can do even the molar that you could go between each one, even the besa would be sufficient. Then the Gemara explain why. Where do we see it from? So the Gemara says, where do we see the base? Where do we see the halacha is that there's limit restrictions, that if it's less than three, you can't plant more than, you can't plow more than area. So the Gemara says, Shanema says in a positive, because you cause a tishbos. Ain't Sarah Glom a courage because it's shvias. You don't tell us telling about shvias, because we know it's us. Torah said it's us. El courage shall error shvias, shenichas the shvias. Same drasha we had before, where it's not telling, can't be, the Torah can't be telling you about Shvias, because we already know that Shvias is Aser. There's Dafka telling you about the sixth year before Shvias, or the seventh year before, towards the end of Matzi Shvias, that the luck is you can't do reap, you can't plow, you can't do these things. The Torah Aser is this way we see the Makkah of the Iser. And Rav Shmuel Amar, Macharish Rishos, Av Katzer Rishos. This is the drasha. He says, just like it refers to, just like plowing is a Rishos, if you want to, you can. The Torah does not answer a person from answering in the sixth year. Just like on Chus, Av Katzer Rishos, Sato Katzer is also Rishos. Therefore, Halach is also considered Rishos. If you want to, you can. However, Mash Yotzeh Katzer Oimeh, except Katzer Oimeh, which is not a Rishos, it's a Deraisa, it's a Chiyuv, and that is Aser. There the Torah says you cannot go ahead and plant Bikatsir until you bring the carbon Omer, and therefore you can't go ahead, you have to go ahead and Mechuyev to cut it for the sake of the Omer. But with that you can't do. However, you cannot go ahead, and according to Ashita would be, you can even go ahead and Bikatsir the Omer, even if it's on Shabbos in order for the carbon. Yeshmol disagrees with Rav Yehoshua, and he wants to explain what the basis of his drush is. That he says, Omer LaKroh is not speaking about an Isser of Shnei Perakim. Contrary to Yishmol, the Torah is not speaking about the Isser of these two Zmanim, the way the Tanakhama says, what we had in the early first Mishnah, about the Negea to Isser Shabbos, Negea to Shabbos Bereshis, Negea to the sixth or the eighth, or the year, the end of the seventh year. But rather, it's telling you a halacha of Kseir Shal Mitzvah, that Kseir Shal Mitzvah, you can't go, you're allowed to go ahead and cut. And especially a Molei Kseir, you're allowed to go ahead and even Docha Shabbos. When is that referring to? Is the year, the Kseir of the Omer? That's even Doicha Shabbos, and we'll see, of course, at Machlekes Tanoim, whether it's such a thing as it's why it's over Issa Shabbos. When do we say it's over? Where do we see it in the Pasig? That it could even be Doicha Shabbos to go ahead and to harvest in order to be able to bring the Kavan Ayman. Says the Gemara, Echa Yilon Srak. Even trees that don't go in, we look at them as if they're be considered fig trees that can bring down that size tree to be able to bring them out, thick enough to bring about a tevela to grow the size of a tevela, a large tevela. Lomotanenim. Why did Torah say fig tree? Why dafka fig tree? Why you pick as an example tainim more than any other group? And why dafka fig trees? I said because the figs are grow large and osin harbe and they produce many different fruit. So since it's large and it gives a lot of fruit, maybe there's a big difference between that and the other ones. And if we say it goes on that size of a tree to be considered, whether it's large enough to be considered all the other minim, even any lonsurak, to be considered that's the size we go by. Faith to Gemara, Hari Esrig. What about an Esrig? An Esrig, Paris and Gassan is a Harbe. Paris is, what about an Esrig tree? An Esrig tree is also very large. Shogma grow large, but they don't produce many on the tree. Zaysim, there's Zaysim. Osan Harbe, there are a lot of olives grow on a tree, but they don't grow very big in Osan Gassan. Therefore, Dafka fig trees, which grow big and grow many, that's why it's picked as the prime example. That's why it's picked. That's why it's picked to be the one, the old prototype of all the other trees. Even unstruck, even barren trees have to be the connected the size of these trees. All the other trees can be took them 1 year, and one year they yes, and 1 year they don't produce. Fig trees produce the same thing every single year. That's why they're resistant. That's why Torah uses them as the prototype, as the example. Okay, well, the new example why they're picked as the example of all the other ones, because they produce steady every single year, and that's why it's picked as an example of all the other ones. Next, Mishnah, the Mishnah says if a person goes 60 mana, then look as you can plow for them anything more. Only one if you have all three produce. If one produces or two produces, the only three don't produce the amount of 60 mana of the tevela, halacha is you cannot go ahead and plow for them a beis saw. Gemara says, halacha is when we say you can plow a field of three trees, as long as you do not have any tree producing less than a third of the amount. That we say halacha is that you can't plow unless all the trees produces. The Gemara says, how much should each tree produce? The Gemara says, when you have three trees provided, each one does not have, any tree should not produce less than a third of the amount of 60 mana. It has to be at least them together, they can produce 60 mana. None of them could do less than a third. And he says that, you can't plow a field, be considered you don't have to produce less than a ninth of the required field of 60 mana. Not a third, but even a ninth should be considered enough to be produced. Even if you have a ninth of it, is enough to be considered enough to be considered a tree on Sada, where you can go ahead and take and plow within the thing around it. Even if it's only a ninth, it's also sufficient as well. So the Gemara says, when we discuss the halacha of how far the space has to be between trees, what about the difference of your space when plowing? Are you arba buck over the kela? If you have four trees, and in between you could fit the cattle and the plowing instruments on them, it could pass. You have two trees where they can't pass. Hevach ain't a buck over the kela. Since it can't pass, Adroa goes on kilo chamisha. You leave them as all the trees, they're only five. You can't view them as if they're six, because since if two of them, they don't go under. So therefore, we can only view them as considered, even if you have a total of six trees, but it has to be that it's enough to plow underneath them. All of them could fit under all of them. If two trees, can't fit under the two trees. We look at them as they consider only one tree. If all you have is the five trees, and you have to have enough to produce five, each one, the 60 mana that we talked about. Hayikamisha, what if you have five trees? Where it says you have five trees, and you have the space between each of them is enough for the animal to go. Plukta Rav Shimon Rav Banan. We learned in the Mishnah. We learned in the Mishnah in Kalayim that Kerem should not do alpokas me'aba amos. So you have a vineyard that's planted less than four amos between its rows. Shemana am Kerem is not a Kerem. Come on, it is a Kerem. We look like the middle one's like it's not here, and it's part of the side ones. We don't look like it's part of it's not here, and we look at it as if it's considered part of the interior, like it's not here. A Kerem Otsina Sam Soski, and we look at it like it's not here. We have a Machlokes Tanayim there. That Machlokes is there where the five trees is considered between our Shimon and the Chachamim, whether it's considered 1-4 or not. So the luck would be the same thing would apply over here. Or do we consider it as if it's considered separate or not? And we look at it as if it's five, or we look at it as if it's five separate ones, or we look at it as it's only six separate ones, or we look at it as five, only considered as five, because we look at them as Kamisha Eno, the other ones are not considered like a space between them. The same thing would apply. Mishnah says the Choshen Kol Beis Shoshli. Let it go ahead. If you have 10 or more, you can plow. You can base on all of them. Shnei Mechorit Bekotze Tishbos. Because you can go ahead. You can plow. And then the Torah says the Drasha that you can plow underneath there. You have an ability to plow. The corn to the Drasha or if you're small, you're able to plow. So the Gemara says, what's the basis of this pasuk? Where do we see it from? The Gemara says, La'asya D'la Reisha. This pasuk that was cited only mentioned the first part of the Mishnah. In Choshen Lelo Tzorchen, you can't go ahead and take plow anything more than the needs of the thing. That's all you could see. The Torah says it's an issur of plowing. It applies to the 16th. So the Torah is only telling you that halacha is. It's not explaining to you where you can plow for more. It's only telling you that you cannot plow. The Torah, that we said, Yaloyi, we allow you to extend to a plan, to a continue to a Pesach or Shavuos. That's a din only to Rabbanan Dika din. But the Torah says the look is that the Gnanda go ahead and plow, and the whole 6th year you can't plow is only in the last 30 days it applies. That's what the Torah says you can't plow. But where do we get the issue that you can't, you have to stop by Shavuos? But the Torah says you can't stop, you have to stop. The Torah is getting a Chiddush that Choshen, the Shnei Mechorish Bakotze Tishbos, that you have to stop at the 6th year, stop on the 7th year, towards the end of the 7th year for the 8th year, that's only a shear of 30 days you have to stop. So where do we get the idea of Shavuos or Pesach? That's the idea. It comes from the Rabbanan, who say that's the amount of time that we say that you can would still benefit from the tree that you can plant. Ain't circle. There's no need to tell you the halacha would be the Mishnah ends off. Ain't circle. What is that telling you? The halacha is talking about a din of the Omer. Shmuel b'daiti. Shmuel was shitaso. Shmuel Omer and Omer but Misuria. The Omer cannot come from Syria. It has to come from Eretz Yisrael. It comes from Eretz Yisrael. So how are you going to get the Omer coming home if it's a Shvius here? Must be that you're allowed to be able to be kotzer it for the Shvius here. You can do so. That's a mitzvah that you're allowed to go ahead and do so. Even on Shabbos, you're allowed to go do that. That's a losha. He would hold you even allowed to do it on Shabbos. He excludes it on Shabbos. Well, the Tanakhama would hold even on Shabbos, you're able to go ahead and to produce it to Medai. Even on Shabbos, you'd be able to go ahead and to go ahead and to the Korban Omer, harvest the Korban Omer. It's only where the Torah's Mechidish to tell you the halacha is that it overrides the Isser of Shvius. And the halacha is for Korban Omer, you'd be allowed to go ahead and to a plow in order to be able to go ahead to bring the Korban Omer. It's based upon the Pasuk.